Hi, welcome to FOSDEM 2022. My name is Dave Cremins. I'm a cloud software architect in the platform software division at Intel, and I'm joined today by Abdul Halim, who's a senior software engineer also in the platform software division at Intel. Today, we want to discuss application device queues and how that pertains to predictable network traffic in Kubernetes. So for today's agenda, I want to cover the current state of microservices from a networking perspective. I want to draw attention to some of the things that are required by your platform and infrastructure when you have a microservices deployment in place, and how that can put a lot of pressure on the networking constructs that are in place to support your applications and services. We'll also discuss the network contention that is pervasive in cloud native deployments. And then we'll cover solutions to these problems via our application device queues. Abdul then will take you through how that works from an orchestration perspective. We'll cover the flow of events that are required to leverage such a technology. And he'll also present some preliminary results that we've gathered over the course of our development work. And then finally, we'll have some closing comments. So microservices, it's a software pattern that's leveraged today. It promotes the decomposition of an application into smaller operating pieces that have well-defined boundaries of functionality. So I don't think this would be new to most folks tuning in today, but I just wanted to provide some context. You know, the days of monolithic applications, have been superseded by, these microservices deployments, whereby these applications are deconstructed and we have well-defined services that provide a particular behavior. And, they're usually developed to do one thing and to do that one thing really well. They're loosely coupled as well. So the environment that they're deployed into, they honor the loosely coupled type of mentality. And they leverage APIs between each other in order to communicate. They're commonly packaged as containers and deployed into orchestration platforms. So for instance, a Docker container deployed into something like Kubernetes, that's a typical deployment scenario that's leveraged today. And these API interfaces rely heavily on the network in order to communicate with each other. So like, I don't have a case of calling into another object in my code base or into another package within my code base. Typically what happens is that the APIs are defined for these microservices, and then a communication is required from service A to service B, and that puts a huge dependency on the network. And because there is this diverse deployment of services and applications, it results in a number of different things, right? There's a huge increase in east-west traffic. You could potentially have hundreds of services and containers running on a single compute platform. And when we look at a distributed type of deployment, that could potentially grow to thousands. And when we take a sample full request response cycle initiated by, let's say, a user through an API gateway, through a front end, and then into a mesh of services in the back end, it will actually end up passing through multiple microservices, many microservices, in order to deliver the full service to the user.